McSharry in for Ryan Tuberty, and there's no question that heartbreak is something that everyone will go through at some stage in their life. It's all in the papers this morning that model Holly Carpenter is split up with her boyfriend Kane Healy, so they're obviously going through it right now. But if you yourself have ever had a broken heart, you know just how difficult it can be. Jason O'Callaghan is a director of the D4 Clinic in Dublin and a qualified psychologist and clinical hypnotherapist, and he has launched a new therapy service in Ireland specifically for those trying to get over a broken heart. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. So tell me, why? Why a specific service for a broken heart?
Well, what we've seen over the past few years, especially with the recession, obviously, is a number of issues coming up which may not have come up in the past when it comes to breakups, especially the stress when people couldn't move out of their houses. Because beforehand, if you're in a situation where you broke up and you had a house together, you could sell the house. But if you couldn't do that, and then if you're in a, you know, a situation where financially you couldn't afford your own place because of the financial situation and jobs and so on, you could be, you know, in a way forced to stay with somebody. It may be a very bad relationship. It may be an abusive relationship. You don't know. You know, it could be an unfaithful partner. And you're stuck in that relationship with somebody and you can't get out of it because you can't afford to either live on your own or B, sell your house. So you can imagine the stress of every day. And we had one client who split their house in half, a bit like the War of the Roses. You know, they had, he lived downstairs, she lived upstairs. They sort of shared a kitchen. So you can imagine the stress of dealing with that. And we often see, and we, you know, what we're trying to do in the D4 clinic is bring psychology and especially clinical hypnotherapy into more the mainstream, away from this crazy image that people have that we swing pendulums and shout sleep. It's nothing like that at all. It's very similar to cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, and, you know, mainstream psychology. And what we're trying to do is to deal with the mental issues of a breakup rather than somebody, you know, resorting to having a bottle of wine or someone resorting to other negative behaviors, actually using a positive behavior to change their outset, to, you know, to get them to de-stress, to, you know, to reduce their anxiety, to look at things from a different angle, using, you know, obviously psychological techniques, counseling techniques, behavioral techniques, and then also tapping into the unconscious, because 90% of the mind is unconscious. If you can imagine the mind like an iceberg, 10% the conscious above the water level, but 90% underneath. So you can't deal with 90% of the mind if you just deal with, you know, the consciousness, with, you know, through counseling and so on. You got to look at the unconscious, and the only way to tap into the unconscious is by getting someone down to that sort of water level where they don't actually sleep. They're just in a very, very relaxed state, and we're able to sort of reprogram how they look at their life, how they look at their future. And that's sort of what the whole concept is.
Okay, so if someone's heartbroken, and I mean, let's talk about that, because it can be so bleak. And the hardest thing about a breakup is that what people always say to you, and it's true, and I can say it from experience, is that really time is the only healer. Mm-hmm. But it seems like you think that you can help beyond that.
I agree with you 100%. I think time is the ultimate healer. And I think we've all experienced that. And no matter what the situation, not just in relation to breakups, but would it be bereavements or, you know, losing a job, whatever it is, time does help. But also sometimes it's about guidance. It's about learning to relax. It's about learning not to take up negative behaviors, you know, to try and get over the situation, whether some people will turn to medication, they'll go to their GP and look for medication. As I said, some people will self-soothe using, you know, whether it be alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, food. Some people may not sleep. Some people may sleep too much. It may lead to depression, anxiety, issues like that. And what we're talking about is a therapeutic issue that we can sort of talk to them about, deal with them, get them to look at things a different way, get them to focus on the positives in their lives, get them to focus on their future. And I suppose what's really interesting is that the biggest problem that we have, and it's now globally, anyone who's in the sort of psychology, hypnotherapy field has this, that we have to explain to people that hypnosis isn't Keith Barry. You know, that's what he does, but clinical hypnotherapy is completely different. And, you know, that once you get past that with people, our results, not just with heartbreak therapy, we also would do, you know, have a 90% success rate with smokers, and we give a lifetime guarantee. Obesity, weight loss, which is a huge problem at the moment, people drinking too much, another huge problem, people with IBS, people with hot flushes, people with phobias, people can't, like, the most recent thing, we've had a surge in his phone calls about people who are afraid of flying. know, there's been three huge air disasters in the past few months, and people who are already a little bit wary are now coming in because they can't visit family in Australia. They can't go on their summer holidays because they're literally so afraid. So tapping into the unconscious is really what the key is.
Okay, so if someone comes into you and, you know, because obviously you're trying to differentiate between what you do and what Keith Barry does, or someone on your holidays in a bar in Lanzarote
or
whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
So if someone comes into you, what happens?
What happens is, it's a very similar setting to going to see your doctor. You know, we have clinics, we have a practice, we so on. You know, there's no big velvet curtains and a guy in a dodgy ponytail swinging a watch. It's nothing like that at all. It's a medical procedure. It's I said medical as in a psychological. What we do is we interview people, much like your doctor would. We find out the issues, we find out the stressors, we find out what's caused this. So if you come in and, for example, it could be flying, let's take that, or, you know, it could be the breakup. And we can get to the heart of that to find out when was the breakup. Because people, I had some guy into me the other day who was 6 months ago since he broke up. It's now affecting his job. Because he's unable to concentrate in his job. You know, she's gone out of his life, but he now has another issue. You know, I think she left the country or something like that, but he's still in contact and he's still trying to rebuild that. But, you know, there's no interest in her heart. And he's now, it's now affecting his life. It's now affecting his weight. It's now affecting his health. And there's something has to be done. As I said, unless we look at, you know, the medical model, which, you know, let's give him a couple of Prozac and hope for the best, that's not the solution. The solution is the great things about clinical hypnotherapy is there's no side effects. So it's not about medication. It's not about cost. It's not a huge thing. Therapy really is something that Ireland needs to open up to more and more. And thankfully, mental health has become more and more in the mainstream that we can talk about it and people accept that, you know, maybe I'm a little bit stressed, maybe I'm a little bit anxious, maybe I need to talk to somebody. And whether that's a psychologist, a counsellor, a clinical hypnotherapist, whatever it is. But what we push for is all of our therapists are all master's qualified, you know, in psychology. You know, I have a problem with a lot of people in different fields who are, there's no legislation. I've been pushing the government. I actually had a lot of conversations with James Riley about pushing because a lot of people in the counselling psychology fields aren't qualified to deal with people, but there's no legislation to stop anybody calling. And you're dealing with vulnerable people. You know, as we say, people who've lost maybe the love of their life, people who lost a job, people who are dealing with obesity, dealing with addictions, but there's no legislation at all to deal with the counselling psychology field. So it's quite worrying. That's why I think it's really important, whoever you go and see about whatever issue, whether it's, you know, it's Keen breaking up with his girlfriend or vice versa, or whether it's somebody who's, you know, smoking 60 cigarettes a day and their dentist is telling them that they're going to lose their teeth. Yeah. Never mind the issues with cancer and so on. You know, these are real facts that happen day to day and things that can be affected and can be treated very efficiently, very effectively, very quickly. But, you know, people have to investigate who they're going to go and see and how they're going to do it.
So you have, I mean, this service is, you know, aimed at broken hearts. But really what you're talking about is I mean, it sounds like your treatment, can you treat any...
Yeah, what happens in hypnotherapy is we interview people first. Look, much, as I said, much like you do if you go to see any other medical professional, we interview people, we assess them, we talk to them. Then what we decide to do is to bring them on a journey. It's just deep, deep relaxation, very similar to mindfulness, which GPs will recommend till the cows come home. They don't recommend, they don't refer people towards clinical hypnotherapy as much because in Ireland it's unknown. But what we relax people down completely, much to a state where they're literally just at the calmest they've been in such a long time by using a thing called progressive relaxation. Relaxation, which allows them to calm down more and more and sort of slow their breathing. And if you can imagine someone doing yoga or mindfulness or things like that, where they just completely calm down. And then when the mind is relaxed, we offer suggestions to them. Mm. You know, we could offer someone, for a smoker, for example, we'll always suggest that there's two roads they can take. You know, because it's their choice. One road, they continue smoking and they'll continue to get sicker and sicker. And eventually they probably will end up in a situation where as they end up with, you know, one in two smokers will die of a life-threatening disease in relation to smoking. Or do we look at the B road? And the B road is you stop. And you're in control of that. You stop. And after 8 hours, the carbon monoxide leaves your body. After 5 days, the nicotine leaves your body. After 3 months, your lungs will increase their capacity. You know, you'll have a healthier, longer, wonderful life. And you won't be spending in the region of 4,000 or 5,000 euro a year on a habit which is killing you. Mm. So, you know, it's looking at the realistic and getting people to realize they have a choice. Disassociating themselves from those places where they smoke. So if you go outside your job, you always have a cigarette in the morning with your cup of coffee. Then you go on your lunch break and you have a cigarette. It's disassociating. You can have the cup of coffee because a lot of people relate, in say for example in relation to smoking, they think that the smoking relaxes them. Smoking de-stresses them. Smoking actually stresses you more. What's de-stressing you is, if you can imagine someone working in a busy place, they leave the busy place and they go outside first. They're leaving the stressful situation, and B, they're sitting down and breathing slowly in and out for 10 minutes. That's what's relaxing them. It's got nothing to do with breathing in and out dried tobacco leaves, which are polluting your body. How could that relax you? It's like sucking in the exhaust of your car. It doesn't do that. So it's sort of associating that. So we're breaking that association with people, trying to help them to focus on different issues.
But when we're talking about heartbreak, I mean, listen, I have to be honest, I'm a little bit cynical here, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're someone who's in a specific situation where, say, you're 6 months, as you said, down the line, your client, you're 6 months down the line and you're feeling, you know, you're still feeling bad and you can't let go of the relationship. But I can understand then that, like, you might need to go and see someone. But, you know, for most people, it really is a matter of just, you know, time healing and moving on. So I kind of am wondering, you know, what are the specific things about breakups that can be dealt with?
Well, first off, when it comes to anything to do with, you know, the way our mental health develops, our psychology, the first thing is there is never an always or a never. So how you say, I broke up with someone 6 months ago, and maybe, yeah, I'm fine, I need to move on. That's grand. And that's wonderful. I think that's great. I think the less you have to go and see any medical people, the better for you. However, if after that many months, it's not working, if you're not moving on, if you can't, you know, think about going out and dating again or going out meeting new people again, as I said, if it's affecting your life, if it's affecting your health, if it's affecting your job, what do you do then? Do you just keep hoping for the best? Or do you maybe say, I need to talk to somebody?
So it's really the issues that arise out of a breakup
All break up. That's just part of life. You know, it's very, very few of us are lucky enough to meet our soulmate at 16 and, you know, go through life. There's going to be issues. And some of them you just kind of wash off. You know, the guy doesn't call you, but you don't care because you weren't that into him. That's fine. These are a mild version. But if you're genuinely obsessed with somebody and genuinely can't get them out of your mind and genuinely is stopping you living your life the way, in a healthy, normal way.
Yeah.
You know, because you're right, there is a grieving process, you know, like losing somebody out of your life when that breakup, depending on the length of the relationship, the strength, especially if it's them breaking up with you, the other way around doesn't really work that well. But if that's what's happening, you know, you can be in a situation where it can start to be very, very destructive. And, you know, talking to somebody, even talking to a friend can help.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily saying you have to go and talk to a therapist.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I would hate to ever come across as someone who is discouraging someone from talking about their feelings or seeking treatment if that's what they think they need, because frankly, I think we should all go to therapy at one stage or other. I think it should be required every year. We should all have to go and do a month with a therapist. But we'd love to hear from you now. What have you done to help you get over a relationship? Have you found yourself 6 months down the line, you still can't move on? What have you done? Have you gone to see someone? Have you made a change in your life? Or maybe, you know, even just in that initial period, I mean, for example, for me, every time I break up with someone, I delete all contact, because I know that that's what I need. I can't continue to do friendly texts or friendly tweets.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest.
You just have to draw the line. But what do you do to get over heartbreak? 51552 is the number to text. 1850-715-922 is the number to call. And you can email us tubbs@rte.ie. So Jason O'Callaghan is director of the D4 Clinic in Dublin. And that's where you can get this therapy, which sounds it does sound really interesting. Like, it's clearly a blend of different things, and carefully blended, I would imagine.
Exactly. But it's about, look, it's about if you find talking to your friend is the best to do that.
Yeah.
But it's a case of, if you find that, you know, it's a while down the road and, you know, maybe you're drinking a bit more, smoking a bit more, eating a bit more, and you're not able to move on, you know, talking to a therapist, whether it's in the D4 clinic with us or whether it's someone else, you know, it's really important just to talk and to move on. And, you know, as you say yourself, time really is the best healer for everybody. And that's really what the key is, that there is light at the end of the tunnel for no matter, not just this issue, but any issue.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, d4clinic.ie is where you can find details of Jason and the various therapies that they offer. And now, coming up next, we're going to get some music from Amy Winehouse, someone who unfortunately definitely needed some therapy.